I? Where am I? How did I get here? Wake me up, shake me up, take me up and I'll go anywhere. What is this place? Where is this place? My mind's been erased, had to get back. Without meaning, I'm not meaning what I'm seeing. This is not real. What to do? I'm not like you. Who knew how I really feel?
Welcome to The Conservative Liberal. We're in week 40. That's the way we do things here. We do them by the week. We call this show The Conservative Liberal because on a lot of things, I'm mostly conservative, and then there are things I'm liberal. Things I'm conservative about, I would say the military. I want a strong military. Monetary-wise, I'm for all those low taxes out there. Let the people decide what they're going to buy, and the more they buy, the better. And I'm a consumer. I'm a consumer. We all should be consumers. I think that's the way the world works. It works better that way. Liberal-wise, I'm for freedom of speech. I believe in separation of church and state. For women's rights. And the environment, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to say that the conservative people aren't for the environment. I think that the liberal, I think they just go about it a little bit different way. And I think I'll just say that I'm on the liberal side of that. All right, so the way we do things here, we do them by the week, and I just play different excerpts of different things that are going on in my mind, things that I hear about, things that are going on in the world, and I just pick up on these things, and we just talk about them. So I'm glad you're with us, and let's see, I think the first thing that I want to talk about is the economy, with the bailouts. Totally against it. Obviously, it passed, and they're going to go forward and spend our money. And maybe in hindsight, they know what they're doing. Maybe in hindsight, this is the right thing to do. But I'm just not for it. I just think that the chips need to fall where they're going to fall. If it's tougher to get loans, then they're going to be maybe more mom and pop type banks out there. That are, it'll just be a little bit a different kind of a situation. We won't have all these, monopolistic type big corporations out there swallowing up all the little guys. And you won't have the government, being in charge or responsible for all this money that they're, making us pay to help with these companies that have already screwed us. So, I just totally against the idea of it. It doesn't matter, but I'm in the sense that it's already going to happen. And, in life, that's the way it goes. We got to deal with it. So I have to say to all of us that are listening here and all of you, just deal with it. But still, keep on consuming. Keep on buying stuff. Because as soon as you rein in and you say, maybe I shouldn't buy it, maybe I should hang on to my money a little longer. And if everybody took that point of view, there'd be no commerce. The world would come to a halt. So go out and buy things that you might not have thought you were going to buy. I did, and I do. I believe in a little bit living over our heads a little bit, living over my head, overextending ourselves. I'm a big believer in that. Because if you do that, famous businessman once said, I think his name was Benny Hanna, I'm sure you're familiar with him, the more money you spend, the more money you have to make. So I believe in that. So we're going to take our first break, we'll come back, and we'll go on to some more segments. And that's how I do things, I just break them by the segments. So we'll just call that segment one. I'm not going to name them, but that's how we do it.
Beautiful.
to get into is business. And, you know, in the first segment, I was telling people, you know, go out there and buy stuff. You know, it would be very, very helpful if we could look at what we're buying and say, you know, where is this product made? Is it made in America? Okay. Maybe you should consider that. Maybe if it's just a few bucks more, maybe you should buy it. But where you buy it is almost as important as what you're buying. Because I think that people who are selling products have to have a certain way they treat you. I think that you need to feel good about what you're doing. And I gotta be honest with you. I'd rather buy a foreign-made product. I know all of you people out there and say, well, look at him. He's all American. He's conservative. Let me just say this. I would rather buy a foreign-made product here, right, that's made, you know, that's not made here in America, that is sold by, because if I live in America and I'm buying products here, that is sold by a company that treats me with respect, that treats me with, you know, that's courteous, that is not, doesn't pressure me and just makes me feel good about myself and what I'm doing. And if it's foreign made, that's the way it goes. So all those American companies out there making American made products, don't just get cocky and say, oh, well, people are just gonna buy our products because they're made here. Well, you know what? You have to have the service to back it up. You have to be professional, courteous, and show your customers respect. Because it's the whole package. You can't just have one or the other. So that's where I stand on that issue. So when it comes to business to business, or business to personal, it doesn't matter to me. I have become more and more mindful about who I'm buying it from and how I'm being treated, and not necessarily where it's made. And that will wake everybody up, especially those American companies out there. So we're gonna go on, take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
I'm on my own, in a place unknown, where is home, somewhere out there. What do I have to do to remember who I'm supposed to be? How do I get to the place where I'm supposed to be? You might think some things are meant to be. I know there's a better place out there for me. From deep within, what's real will appear.
Let's see here. You know, in the beginning of the show, I said that I'm a liberal. I want to talk a little bit about women's rights. And what that means to me is the right to have an abortion. The right to choose, for the woman to choose what is right for her. Now, I know that this is a very, very sensitive subject. And I really believe that that's not the conservative side of me coming out, obviously. That's the liberal side coming out of me. But I want all of you who are conservatives, who believe in the life of the unborn, I just want you to think about what it would mean for women to have to go back to the 40s and go into back alleys, because there are going to be women out there that are just not going to want to have babies, and no matter what, they're going to do whatever they can to not have that baby. So we either do it in a medical, sterile, professional way, or you're going to go back in time to where women were having horrible infections, trying to do these things themselves, going to these ridiculous. They don't even call themselves doctors or whatever. They're doing these procedures in an unsterile environment. So, folks, this is a very, very sensitive subject. I will say this, though. Partial birth abortion. I'm not sure if I'm exactly saying it right, but I'm going to say this. Women, if you're more than 2-3 months pregnant, then that's it. You got to have that baby, because now you're talking about a life. Now, then it goes back to, well, where does life begin? In my opinion, it begins probably around the 4th, 5th month. That's what I think. That's why I said after 3 months, no more. No more, no abortion. Should be illegal at that point. So that's just where I'm at with it. So I hope that whoever needs these procedures, that it's always going to be a safe environment for women to have this procedure, but it best be done within the first 3 months. That's where I'm going to draw the line. All right, and then just a quick little note on the gay rights. And we talked about this before, but I just like to update things. Full-on rights. If you're a couple, you should be able to will whoever you want, visitation, whatever. It's civil unions. It's all should be the same. But what you call it should be something else. Marriage, read my lips, marriage is between a man and a woman. And then if you want man-on-man type thing, it's called garage. We'll go with garage. And then if it's women-on-women thing, then it's larage. Okay? You just have your own name. But for men and women, they've already decided what marriage is. So just let's go with that. That's what I think. I think we should just go with a different name. We'll just call it something else. And then I'm fine with everything else as far as the rights and everything else goes. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
I know there's a better place out there for me. From deep within, what's real will appear. I can see my inner self. Who are you? What are you? Where are you? Why I have been chosen? Is this real? What I feel when they steal my time here is frozen. It's time to go. How do I know this pain will go if I don't get out of here? I'm on my own in a place unknown. Where is home?
Welcome back. Conservative Lip. Let's see here. I think we're going to maybe cut this show a little short. I think I want to finish off talking about a new law that was passed regarding spay neutering our animals. Cats, dogs, I guess, what have you. They've passed a law that they're going to enforce this upon dog and cat owners. I guess maybe there's other animals that are involved in this, but primarily it's for cat and dogs. Well, I can say this much. I didn't see this legislation or this bill on any kind of ballot. I didn't vote for it. But yet it's passed, and it's something that that's going to be enforced, I guess. I don't know how they're going to enforce it. I can see that. Maybe for, some people, irresponsible people who have certain kinds of animals dogs are very aggressive type, maybe in certain areas should have to, comply. But this law is not for everyone, folks. And I'm very, very, disturbed by it. Because what's next? They're going to now say certain people have to be spayed and neutered because we don't like their particular views on things. When you have a dog and you have a cat and you're the owner of that animal, that's where it ends. You are the owner of that animal. You decide what's best for you and that animal. I'm very, very sorry that there are so many animals being euthanized. But that's like saying, well, maybe, and that's the fault of irresponsible people. But then why don't we just make guns, ban all guns? But do you know what's going to happen, folks, if you did that? The bad guys are still going to have the guns. That's the way it is. And that's the way it will always be. And that's why they're probably never going to pass any kind of law like that. Besides, I think that's, what is that, the Second Amendment? I don't know, the right to bear arms? I think that's the Second Amendment. You know, I'm not a history expert by any means. But I have good sense, and I'm logical. I'm intuitive, and I hear things, and I see things. And I'm not ashamed to express myself when there are things that just boggle my mind. And they should be boggling your mind. So all I can say is they have to, whoever thinks they're going to enforce these kinds of laws and rules, I don't ever want to see somebody having to come to somebody's house, the military or the police, and they come to somebody's house fully, you know, guns drawn to come to take somebody's animal away because they didn't comply and have their dog neutered or spayed. I hope God forbid it never comes to something like that. So, and then besides, if you read, you know, if you don't comply, there's fines, there's jail time. This, to me, is just unbelievable. And what makes it, I'll repeat myself, what makes it more unbelievable is the fact that, folks, we did not vote for this. I did not vote for this because I don't know where this might lead. This is scary, scary stuff. Well, anyways, I'm glad you guys were with us today. Hope you got something out of it. We didn't cover a whole lot of ground, but I think that, you know, we don't have to. I think there are certain pressing issues that need to be discussed, and that's what we do here. So I'd just like to leave you all with good thoughts. Stay healthy, stay well, and God bless. Out.
What am I? Who am I? Where am I? How did I get here? Wake me up, shake me up, take me up and I'll go anywhere. What is this place? Where is this place? My mind's been erased, had to get back. Without meaning, I'm not meaning what I'm seeing. This is not real. What to do? I'm not like you. Who knew how I really feel? What do I have to do to remember who I'm supposed to be? How do I get to the place where I'm supposed to be? To remember who I'm supposed to be.